In 1942, a Latvian astrologer named Sergei Vronsky returned to Russia for the second time. He was promptly arrested and sentenced to a labor camp. After his release in 1955, the KGB recruited him into a top-secret laboratory where he cast horoscopes for cosmonauts and predicted favorable dates for space flights. This was not an isolated case. For decades, Soviet leaders quietly relied on astrologers, psychics, and occult specialists, a tradition that continued into the Yeltsin era. Astrology in the KGB, the Vronsky case. Sergei Vronsky was a trained astrologer who had studied in Germany before the war. Historical records show that after his rehabilitation, he worked in a classified KGB unit tasked with forecasting political events and natural disasters. According to Russian esoteric sources, Vronsky also prepared horoscopes for cosmonauts, helping choose auspicious launch windows. Some accounts claim that KGB chief Yuri Andropov personally met with Vronsky and asked many questions. Whether Andropov truly believed in astrology or simply saw it as a tool is unclear, but the meetings did happen. In the 1970s, the KGB reportedly opened internal courses on astrology. This was not public knowledge until after the Soviet collapse. A regime built on atheism and scientific materialism secretly funded such programs. It reminds me of the Pentagon's remote viewing research, a parallel that suggests governments everywhere are willing to explore unconventional methods when national security is at stake. Psychics protecting leaders, from Brezhnev to Yeltsin. During Leonid Brezhnev's rule, a group of six clairvoyants worked for the Kremlin, led by a corresponding member of the Academy of Sciences, Spiridonov. According to tradition, these psychics predicted an assassination attempt on Brezhnev at a meeting with cosmonauts. The route of the government motorcade was changed, and the attackers fired on the cosmonauts' car instead. Whether this story is fact or folklore is hard to verify. But it illustrates the role psychics played in Soviet security. Under Boris Yeltsin, the phenomenon became more visible. Western newspapers called psychic healer Juna Davitashvili the Kremlin Rasputin in a skirt. She was a regular visitor to the presidential administration. At the same time, a laboratory within the Defense Ministry's Research Institute employed the country's strongest psychics. Directed by Captain First Rank Ayubuzinov, this unit issued forecasts for global events. Some practitioners believe they predicted the 1994 Irkutsk plane crash and the Chechen wars. The implication is that if leaders had listened more carefully, disasters could have been avoided. What this reveals about power and divination. These stories come from Russian esoteric magazines and memoirs, not official archives. I'm not sure how much is accurate, but the pattern is consistent. When faced with uncertainty, even the most rational institutions turn to divination. The Soviet Union was a hyper-rational state, yet its elite secretly consulted astrologers and psychics. This mirrors ancient practices. Roman generals read omens before battle, Chinese emperors consulted the I Ching, and medieval kings employed court astrologers. For modern readers interested in tarot, runes, or the I Ching, this history is a reminder that divination has always been about making decisions under pressure. The tools change, from sheep entrails to horoscopes to AI predictions, but the human need for guidance remains. I find it comforting that even powerful leaders, with all their resources, still sought the counsel of those who read the stars. It makes the practice feel less like superstition and more like a timeless strategy for facing the unknown.